This is a recording of Dr. Tom Roszell Live for Sunday, April 3rd, 2016. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Roszell Live by Dr. Tom Roszell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Roszell Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Roszell Live. This is Dr. Tom Roszell. Well, we have a little bit of a live and a little bit of a different type of live. Actually, my guest in studio today is going to be carrying the ball, and I am many miles away from the Washington area, but we're going to do a program for you that is important. It's about stress. As a matter of fact, we're having a little bit of a stress in telecommunications world today to try to get this thing to hook up. And didn't go quite the way we wanted. But nevertheless, you know, if you've had a problem and, you know, you've put everything to it that you can possibly can, you have to become an innovator, as we have today. We're talking about how stress causes all kinds of different problems, from headaches to back pain to emotional disturbance to loss of fatigue to hormone imbalance. The list actually goes on, and it's exponential. But in studio, somebody that you all know very well, Dr. Matt Adams.
I'm here.
Welcome again, Matt, and thank you for holding it up for me.
Yeah, no problem. It's a little different having me here, but having you way over there.
Well, you know, that's why we do the program the way we do, as much as we can without fail, because, you know, it's important that we get all kinds of information. Actually, I'm in Dallas at a nutrition conference with Sue, and you know, we're coming back with all kinds of great information that actually is very apropos. We've heard several speakers over the last 3 days that are touching on the subject from the neurological biochemical pathways when it comes to stress. But this Wednesday evening at the Results Center for Healing, you will be our host and our presenter talking about this crazy subject, this one that really affects millions and millions of people. And particularly in the Washington metropolitan area, where we suffer from stress from all kinds, from talking heads to day-to-day lives to, you know, pocketbooks, because it's one of the most expensive places to live.
Well, I looked up on Forbes, you know, one of the website Forbes, we are listed as number 4 in the United States. Number one with traffic, actually. And then there was another site, Movoto.com. I think it's a real estate site, and we took the gold medal on that one. We're number one in the most stressful city in the United States, so we're definitely up there.
So this is an important topic. This is one that for our folks that are in the Washington metropolitan area, and obviously we have people listening to Dr. Thomas live all over the country, but you know, we're in the pressure cooker. And you're going to hear us talk about things that, you know, don't go away very easily. You know, you've done everything you can possibly do, and it's still there. You're still stuck with the problem, and your immune system's breaking down. It's like everything that goes around, all you have to do is get near it, and you get sick. These are all components of that.
Well, I've mentioned to other people in other talks that before I came here, I was in New Mexico for a while, and I was in Washington State for a while, and even in Texas. I was down in Texas for a while. You're down where I was for many years. So when I worked down there, the stress, because it wasn't as great as up here, people got well faster. So there's definitely an aspect, you know, no matter if it's a endocrine problem or just a low back pain problem, you're right. It takes longer to get better when you're under a long-term high-stress environment and situation.
Well, in the work that we do, we talk about structural, chemical, and emotional stress pathways, all of those things being equal and how they affect the body. And when we talk about stress, we want to make sure that as our listeners follow us today, that they understand we're just not talking about the emotional piece. We're talking about biochemical stresses. We're talking about long-term injury, pain patterns that you put up with that just don't go away. All of those, we're going to call them stressors to the body, and how they affect our day-to-day wellness quotient, if you will. And Dr. Matt, what I'd like you to do is, let's talk a little bit about how, chronic stress patterns, and I'll let you, take and run with it, affects the system, how the body begins to break down, why we have, the things that just don't go away. We're just stuck with them.
Yeah, I like that you brought up the stressors because, a lot of people hear stress and they think, stress, I'm emotional stress from work, traffic, which we all have here. But that's just one piece to the triad of health we call. There's the chemical piece, which is stress from things we put in our body, from the toxins and the pollutions and all the things that are out there, the things that we shouldn't eat that we eat and the things that we should eat that we don't get enough of, and also the stress from injury. Just pain, injury on the body causes stress. So, again, everybody has to think when we say stress, we're not just talking about your boss stressing you out. So stress causes a lot of problems. I mean, the list goes on from problems remembering things to sleep disruption to blood pressure to blood sugar, thyroid problems, to pain, headaches, migraines. So many things can be attributed to how stress works. Now, stress... Again, stress is not necessarily a bad thing. Our body reacts to stress because...
Well, without stress, you die.
Well, yeah, without stress, you die, exactly. And we don't want to die, of course. Without your stress reaction, you'll die if something bad is happening. So we always use the example of running from a tiger. Not that many of us run from tigers out here. But if you see something coming at you, your stress system's going to kick in to get away or fight back. That's just its job. The problem is when you're in a high-stress environment, that initial reaction to get away or fight back never goes away because whenever you're, upset, whenever you're in pain, when your intestinal tract is compromised, it constantly thinks you're under attack. And so instead of getting under attack and your body gets ready to fight back and the muscles get tense and your blood pressure goes up and your blood sugar goes up to help fuel, and then it calms down till everything start working normally again. That doesn't happen. You're always like that. And so all these systems slow down, your immune system, your digestive system. And that's where you get the breakdown from digestion issues. You also break down muscle. There's a lot of problems that get caused. So,
one of the examples that I've used over the years when I've lectured on this specific topic, the guy that's called the father of stress was Dr. Hans Salier. And, he basically, some people say he tortured rats and cats, and particularly cats. And what he did is in several different studies, he used dietary stressors. He would go into the Pavlov's dog type of thing. He would give them food and ring a bell, and then he would take away the food but still ring the bell so the cat would go into a stress pattern, the rat would go into some type of reaction. And then he would also make them extremely uncomfortable in their cages. And, he would ding them so they would feel pain, or that he'd put them in positions that were very stressful. Sounds a whole lot like our torture sequence over Suze, but that's a whole different story.
Yeah, well, it's a whole different subject.
those are stressors in addition to that. But here's what I'm really trying to say is that when that takes place, we end up with a body that is going first into hyper-reaction overload, if you will. And then it's supposed to go into a repair period and allow what we call the parasympathetic system, the relaxation system, the repair system of the body takes place. But in so many situations, because of diets, because of emotional stress, because of pain patterns that we put up with, we're never able to recuperate, as you were talking about. So, what happens? I know there's several different stages that, people go into, and then with each stage, there's a lot of breakdown. You want to touch on that just a little bit so our listeners have a little bit of an idea?
Yeah, so initially when we undergo stress, your body's initial reaction is to get hyped up, which actually your immune system increases, your blood sugar, everything increases to be able to prevent a life-threatening event. But when that is there long-term, that's when we have the problem. So if your blood pressure is up on a long-term basis, that's really bad for your heart and your arteries. Whenever you your adrenal system goes up, your blood sugar actually goes up. And so this is a problem because our body doesn't want to run on high blood sugar over a long period of time, because that causes your pancreas, which makes insulin, to work overtime too. And that can lead to problems leading up to diabetes from stress. I have patients that come in who are, you know, hypoglycemic or almost diabetic or diabetic, but they don't look like it. But it's because of their adrenal system, their stress, over time wearing it out. Stress also can lead to inflammation in the body over time because of chronic stress and breakdown, because it leads to your body needing to break down more tissue or more things to make energy. And so eventually it can start breaking down muscle. And so when you start getting muscle and tissue breakdown, that makes you more susceptible to injuries and things like that.
The interesting, I want to comment on one thing. People, you know, look at cortisol as this nasty bugger that has to do with, our whole body going down a very slippery slope. But as you said, cortisol and the immune response is necessary to keep the fire out. But if it goes way too high, it eats you. Your body begins to break down if it goes into that stage. And then at some point down the other end of the tube, it goes into depletion. And once it goes into depletion, you know, then you're storing fat and hormones and the estrogen levels get out of balance. And then you end up with some people call it the third brain, if you will, with these fat stores within the system.
Yeah, this is where we see there's a test that we do where we measure saliva and cortisol. One of the things on the test measures your immune system in your gut. And what you'll see is when people are under stress initially, the immune system numbers will go way up and be really high because your body is in this preparation state. But as time goes on, if you have a patient come in who's been under chronic stress for a long time and had chronic breakdown, you'll see the numbers on that immune system. We call the SIGA or the secretory IgA will be way low. And even if you see it at mid-range, at a normal range, but you see some other markers low, you know that they've gone up and now they're on the downhill slide going down into adrenal fatigue or adrenal shutdown. And it can come on suddenly. You can be up like you're constantly on the go, constantly doing things, constantly moving, never take time to rest, and you got like boom, 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 boom. And all of a sudden, it's like the power shuts off and you can't get out of bed. And you're like, what happened?
There's nothing left. And, you know, the normal body circadian rhythm, if you would, is how adrenal systems begin to repair themselves, but also how they get the rest of the immune system to respond. And we're supposed to sleep at night, but so many of us don't. Not because the adrenal system is overactive, it's because it's crashed and can't repair, and that's a whole different piece. You're talking a little bit of the SIGA antibody response, and that's the first line of defense. That's mucus secretion. And when we're under stress, that goes away. It gets depleted, so many of us have the inability to repair anything. This Wednesday evening, coming up at 7 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing, Dr. Matthew Adams will be your host, your presenter. He's going to be talking about stress, this phenomenon that seems to have all of us around the throat a little bit, and kind of beating us up and getting us to the place where we just seem to go on and nip along no matter what we do and can't fix anything. Unfortunately, then we start turning to biochemistry to save the day. We start looking at prescription services, if you will, to try to put things back into a normal pattern. Unfortunately, that doesn't work. It just makes things worse because now we're stressing the body even more. But we'd love to have you as our guest. Call us at 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rosell Live. We'll be right back after some important notes.
Hello, you're listening to Dr. Tom Rosell Live. This is Dr. Adams here live in studio. We are talking about stress, and we've got Dr. Rozelle on the phone we're working with. He's down in Dallas, Texas, at a nutritional conference. So we are reversing roles a little bit today. I feel like I'm here as guest, but also partially host, working with Dr. Tom Rozelle.
And you're doing a great job, Dr. Matt. I mean, you know, modern technology being with it, now you know why I like a flip phone and not a smartphone. Because, you know, the more gadgets that you have, the more things there are to break. And, you know, this is one of those primary situations. I'll never let, you know, the rest of you guys forget this, but nevertheless, we're talking about stress, and Dr. Matt Adams is your host, your presenter this Wednesday evening at the Results Center for Healing at 7 p.m., and we're going to be talking about this very subject, stress patterns and what happens and how the body begins to break down. Before the break, we did talk a little bit about cortisol and it's that stress hormone that everybody acknowledges, you know, to be the prime mover, but there are many other things as well, but we're going to focus a little bit about that. Dr. Matt, what I'd like to talk about in this particular situation is people who, you know, they're constantly hurting. They have joint space pain. They have low back pain. They have head pain. You know, their muscles just kind of ache. So, you know, often it'll go diagnosed as a fibromyalgic condition. You know, talk us through that a little bit. How does stress play into that whole paradigm where, you know, no matter what you do, it just doesn't go away?
Well, cortisol, again, is made for your fight or flight. So fight or flight, your body wants to tense up so that it can fight back or run away. You don't want to be all loosey-goosey when someone's throwing punches. You want to be able to be able to react and dodge and weave and hit back, basically. That's how your body thinks. So if you're sitting at your computer and your body wants to punch back for 8 hours a day, that's not good for your muscles. Over time, they're not moving. They're kind of tense all the time. So you're not pumping the lymphatic system very well. So you get inflammation, you get buildup in those muscles, which cause a lot of achiness and pain. Also, because your body's in a constant state, chronic, not constant, I'm making that up. That's a Southern word, I guess.
I like that. Yeah. We're going to coin that term.
All right. So when that happens, now you get your joints are not moving as well as they should because your body's so tense all the time. So when joints don't move like they should, I always talk about your car. If your car is pulling to the right, that's going to wear things down. Same with your body. If your elbow, your knee, if one side's more tense than the other, it's pulling to one side. Now you start to wear your joints down at the same time. Cortisol, another thing that's interesting is it messes with your hormones like estrogen. And there are studies that show when there is problems with estrogen regulation, it can lead to ligament laxity issues. Particularly, some studies show that women who have dysfunction with estrogen, which is your hormone, if you're having PMS or you're having cramps or heavy bleeding, that's an estrogen dominance pattern, that they're more likely to have ACL injuries, which is a ligament in your knee. That's whenever someone says their knee blew out. So it's affecting the knee and affecting the ligaments there. You can assume that all of the ligaments in the body are going to be affected. So if you have an issue with cortisol and it's causing some dysfunction with your other hormones, which I'll explain in just a little bit because you're wondering, okay, what does that mean? Then it's going to cause other ligaments to be more likely to get injured. And that can be from getting hit or rolling your ankle. So if you have weak ankles, you probably have an adrenal problem. Or if you are having to sit in a position for too long and your ligaments are having to hold your neck up because you're looking down at your iPhone or your computer, that ligament's going to get overstretched because it's not getting the nutrients and things that it needs due to cortisol hormone imbalance, and now you're going to start having more pain in the neck. And when you get ligament problems, your body's going to react and say, oh, my ligaments are a little bit compromised. I better protect it. And so it causes spasm. So
Dr. Matt, hold that thought. We're coming up to a break. Dr. Matt Adams is our guest in studio. We're talking about stress, which will be the topic of presentation this Wednesday evening. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live through amazing technical presentation. I'm in Texas, and Dr. Matt's there in Washington. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Through modern technology, we're able to deliver the program this weekend. I'm in San Antonio, Texas, and my guest in studio there in Washington is Dr. Matt Adams, who will be your host, your presenter this Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing. Dr. Matt is going to be talking about stress and all the ramifications. When we talk about stress, we're talking about a pattern of biochemical, structural, and emotional insults to the body that causes you to experience things like pain that doesn't go away, body aches, hormone imbalances, digestive disturbances, I don't feel good syndrome, no energy, no motivation. Sound familiar? Well, a lot of us unfortunately suffer from that because particularly living in the Washington metropolitan area and many other cities throughout the country, we suffer the swings and arrows of that on an ongoing basis, and we're not savvy enough sometimes to put the brakes on and repair that. So this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing, we'd love to have you as our guest. Call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. And tell the staff that you'd like to attend Dr. Matt Adams' presentation on stress. It may be very insightful. You may, for the first time, find out why things are not letting go in your body. Meantime, if you'd like to reach us here, we're at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to take your phone calls, as we always do, and talk about your stress problems and the things that you're doing to cope with them and move forward. Dr. Matt, let's get into the patterns of stress. You know, you talked a little bit about pain patterns, and, you know, they are definitely probably, for most people, the most unrecognizable piece of prolonged and nasty stress, you know, from even muscle tone. You know, people can't get any muscle tone back, and that's the hormonal-driven pattern that's associated with all this, the joint pain, and I don't feel good, and headache. But let's talk a little bit about the fatigue patterns that are associated with chronic stress, you know, the inability to get going in the morning, to get up and move, and even when you do, you're looking for that 40th cup of coffee, you know, just to keep you somewhat at an equilibrium.
Yeah, that cup of coffee, for a lot of people, the, you know, 2, 3, 4 cups of coffee throughout the day, that's just a stimulant. It's like a drug, and that stimulates the adrenals. So your adrenals are already fatigued, and now you're giving coffee to keep you up, but that's overstressing them again, which causes more problems than you want. Now, some of the interesting things with the stress patterns is, you know, you talk about coffee and sleep. One of the things with cortisol that's interesting is you want it to actually be kind of high in the morning so you can wake up, so you don't really need all that coffee. And then it should go down and drop down so you can go to sleep at night. Unfortunately, for somebody who is in a high-stress state, their cortisol may be up all the time, and so they have trouble falling asleep because they can't turn their brain off. But then you've got those that are so fatigued that they can fall asleep anywhere, but they can't wake up in the morning.
Dr. Matt, let me ask you a question along those lines. You know, 52% of the United States population is on some form of medication. And so what does medication play in this? Are there medications that will crank the body up as well and keep people awake, or just shut them down so low that, you know, they can't restore or repair anything?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's plenty of medications that'll do that. I don't know if are you referring to a particular one that you wanted to address?
No, just generally, I think people don't understand that the amount of medications and the majority of people are on more than one. And even when they take aspirin and Advil, they don't. So many people don't look at that as medications, but they are. And their coffee, the caffeine, and the foods that they drink, that they eat, the pesticides that are abundant,
okay, yeah,
the additives, all those things can cause, you know, the adrenal system to have to overreact because it's our survival mechanism. It's what keeps us alive.
Yeah, the obvious ones are going to be like your coffee or your monster drinks or things like that that are your high-level energy drinks. A lot of people are drinking those on a regular basis just as a drink, or even things like, you know, your sodas, your with the caffeine. I mean, that causes a lot of problems over time, especially. Also, you're talking about different foods we eat. If we're eating foods like sugar, which sugar can affect the adrenals because it's, the sugar is a stimulant, but also the inflammation. So whenever your body is under attack, if we eat a bunch of sugar or we eat a bunch of processed foods and it gets to our intestinal tract, well, our intestinal tract isn't, I mean, it's set up to handle some of these things, but it's, it causes damage. And so anytime you're going to get damage in your intestinal tract in your body sees that as stress. And so now the adrenal system kicks in to make cortisol, a lot of times for histamine, which is an allergy reaction, or it makes stress to get other mechanisms working to handle the inflammation. So you have that on top of the mental stressors or on top of the pain stressors. So it's amazing how many people get better, their fatigue and adrenal stress gets better, or their pain gets better just from diet changes like that.
We're in the time of the year right now where everybody's really going crazy with the pollens and the molds and, you know, all the things that are blooming around us. You know, it's the good news and the bad news. It's beautiful outside, and the bad news is that, you know, we're going to suffer everything that's making it beautiful. So we have asthma, and we have allergy reactions, and we have respiratory problems and so forth. And this is really part and parcel of the stress pattern. Why did people suddenly can't handle this? You know, you and I walk down the same country road, and, you know, I'm the one that's breaking down. You're the one that's not. What's different? We both have the same mechanisms within our body, but one is more susceptible than the other. This is very specifically aligned with the subject that we're talking about.
Here's two. 888-620-9625.
That's 888-620-9625. My guest in studio, Dr. Matt Adams, and we're talking about stress. Go ahead, Matt. I'm sorry I stepped on.
That's okay. I just want to go along what you were saying. There's two big reasons with the allergy part you were talking about. Because, yeah, right now I'm getting more patients coming in having some effects with the allergies, even though the weather doesn't want to make up its mind. It was in the 30s, I think, this morning, and yesterday it was in the 80s. So, and stress, I mean, that messes with your thyroid, which messes with your stress system. So you can get stressed out just from the temperature changes. But so if you have high stress over a long period of time, we talked about it works with your digestive tract. If you're running from a tiger, which is what your stress system is made to defend against, digesting your food is not an important thing. So your digestion slows down, which when that happens, it leads to damage in your intestinal tract because it doesn't go through the normal digestion processes in order to help your body digest things. So we get damage in the intestinal tract, which leads to something we call leaky gut, which leads to those things getting into the bloodstream, causing reactions and immune reactions to the body. So that's one reason why we get more allergies, because we're getting more particles in our body that aren't supposed to be there, and our body reacts more.
You know, you talked a little bit earlier about a test that we do in the office. It's called an adrenal stress index, or
yes,
what we lovingly say ASI. And there are many pieces to that. And when you see cortisol crashed, meaning that it's very, very low normal, that's, you know, down in the toilet, so to speak, that's the end stage, late stage, if you will, of adrenal fatigue. That's been, you know, the body's been beaten up now for a long period of time. It's not something that just happened. And, you know, we get into this adrenal pattern, this fight-flight reaction. By the way, adrenal systems are these two little ductless glands that sit on top of the kidneys. And they release a lot of hormones. Cortisol is one. Another one is adrenaline. Another one is norepinephrine. And these are the things that cause immediate response patterns in our body. They're hormones that help us regulate the stress. They're the ones that, you know, that we need to increase our strength and our focus and in general awareness of our environment. And without that, we go into, you know, the things that we've been talking about. And on top of that, if you have a feeling of, you know, apathy or you're not interested anymore, you see it on television, that's, you know, low T. Well, the adrenal system has something to do with low testosterone as well, both in men and women. But it could be simply because the adrenal system is exhausted and your body's not fighting. And, you know, you talked a little bit about histamine. That's incredibly important as it relates to the subject, particularly now in this time of the year.
Yeah, cortisol regulates a lot of your histamine response, and so along with making yourself more allergic because of leaky gut issues from chronic stress, you are also not going to be able to regulate or downplay the amount of histamine, which is the chemical that makes you get the itchy eyes and the redness and the runny nose and things like that. So now you can't regulate it. It's interesting you brought up things like testosterone and areas where being not interested, you know, a lot of things with ED or being, you know, couples being disinterested is because hormones go and will get stolen away to make cortisol. Because your body's in survival mode, it doesn't really care about reproducing. I mean, I'm sorry to say it. The estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, the things that give us that sexual drive, that's not important if you're running or you're in a fight or flight. It's going to go and start making cortisol to try to balance that out. And so now you start losing your hormones that way, which causes... your body wants to stay alive. So, I mean, that doesn't matter. So now your, you know, men testosterone drops, women progesterone goes down. And a lot of times you start producing more estrogen, which that's a whole other problem we talk about with estrogen dominance. And you can get into, you know, other things like, you know, breast cancer and prostate cancer.
You know, we're talking about an area really that is, You can probably draw the statement that any chronic condition is going to deplete the adrenal system, and any weakness of the adrenal system is going to produce a chronic condition. And it truly is, you know, to coin my book, a do-it-yourself situation. Any chronic pattern is because of lifestyle, in my opinion, because of the way that the things that we do, the things we refuse to do, the repair patterns that are necessary that we don't take the time to fix. And really, this is what this is all about.
That's why I always joke that our adrenal glands, even though they're really tiny, I think that they should be much bigger to handle the amount of stresses we get, because they're set up for back in the day when we didn't have so many stressors. And now with the amount of stress we get from chemicals, you know, even if you look at social media, news, whatever, there's just so much your body can handle. But there's things you can do in order to balance that out, to provide the nutrients your body needs to be able to handle the stressors. There's little things we can do, life-changing things every day in order to help our body handle stress better.
You know, it's an interesting situation. You know, when we look at every case that walks into our office, we look at, you know, people who say, well, it just, you know, when did you do this? Or when did it happen? When was the very first time? And at first blush, they're going to say it happened a month ago or a week ago or whatever. And then, you know, when you say, no, when was the very, very first time? When do you remember ever having symptoms like this before? And then all of a sudden, they think about 10 years before or 15 years before or 20 years before. And they've been putting up with, they've been drugging it to death, they've been dealing with these issues on an ongoing basis, and, you know, their body has been taking a blow. The depletion of that whole adrenal complex from, you know, cortisol to the different hormones, the mineralocorticoids, which allow joint spaces to maintain their stability, to the triggering mechanisms of what we call gluconeogenesis, or blood sugar handling reaction from the adrenal system to the pancreas and converting fats. And so all that has to do with this craziness that we're talking about today. It's important that you understand that. This Wednesday evening, we'd like to invite you. We'd like you to be our guest at the Mazzell Center for Healing. Dr. Matthew Adams will be your host, your presenter, and we're going to be talking about this crazy phenomena that is basically destroying people. We're coming up to a break. We'd like to let you know that, you know, we're here to present the most cutting-edge information possible to get your attention, to make sure that you understand that you have opportunity, you have capacity to change virtually anything. And, you know, when it really comes to looking at this from the matrix of what can I do about it, you have an opportunity this Wednesday. Dr. Matt will walk you through the the maze, so to speak, the labyrinth, and show you how you can come out the other end a whole lot better than you've probably been in many years. It's an opportunity. If you're on any medication, been on medications for a long period of time, this is your chance. Call our office at 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. We'll be right back after some very, very important messages.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. I'm not in studio. I'm actually in San Antonio, Texas. But Dr. Matt Adams is in studio, and he will be your host, your presenter at the Rozell Center for Healing this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. The topic, stress, and all those things that don't go away, that you don't know why they're not going away. Well, this is an opportunity to find out how you can actually address them. This is a situation where your fingers have been in the pot for a whole lot of years, sometimes because you didn't know what to do to fix it, sometimes because you didn't want to make the lifestyle changes. But trust me, this is an opportunity to really understand that intimately. Call the office at 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. Having said that, Bernice, good to talk to you. How are you?
Oh, fine. I have a question about what can we do to help our adrenal glands in our body so we don't get allergies? Because I have a son that has allergies, and I'd like him to build his system.
How old is your son now?
He's 34.
Okay, so, you know, this applies to your son or anybody else. The fight-flight system is just like any other system in the body. It's supplied by nerves. It's supplied by acupuncture circuits. It has chemistries that are necessary to support it. So for all of us across the board, Bernice, here's the situation. Here's what goes on. When the body is stressed, it starts eating things up. And when we talk about stress, we're talking about not only emotional stress, but we're talking about physical stress. We're talking about biochemical stress. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that we change our dietary patterns and go as alkaline as we can. We want to get away my mantra. You got to eliminate the sugars, the sodas, the coffee, the black teas, the fast food, the fried foods, the alcohol, the gluten, the additives, the preservatives, GMO foods, you know, dairy, all those things that cause the body to break down. We want to eat as organically as we can, as much vegetable as we can, and increase, and just in general across the board, you can increase vitamin C and, you know, making sure that the body gets enough, because that is by itself anti-inflammatory. A lot of the things that will support allergic reactions, you have to start with the guts. You have to fix the intestinal tract. You have to make sure that you're getting enough digestive enzymes in your body. You know, a lot of that burning that people get are not due to not enough digestive enzymes, but they're due to, too much digestive enzymes, but they're due to not enough, and we have to put that in. But I would suggest you're out in Arizona, you got some great people out there. Get to see a doctor of naturopathic medicine. Get to see a good chiropractor that does our work in applied kinesiology and acupuncture. That's where you start. That's what would help your son. Dr. Matt, let's talk a little bit about the program on Wednesday evening, and why should people attend besides the fact that they got problems that don't go away? What are you going to talk about?
Well, I like you just kind of led into it, because we have to break down certain conditions like this, like allergies. Just because they have adrenal fatigue doesn't mean you have to work directly with the adrenals and give them adrenal stuff, which is what you're going to find advertised in the store. There are many other areas in the body that are being affected. Like we talk about, the chemical things involved with the digestive system, the things that we eat, the toxifications, the heavy metals, the pain patterns that can come from... We didn't mention subluxations, areas in the spine where the nervous system is going to communicate with those adrenal glands and other systems, and also how to support our emotional stress. So there's three different types of stressors. So we're going to go into those three key areas of structural, chemical, emotional patterns, how they all interrelate and work together, and how to fix those individually. So this adrenal system, stress system, which encompasses the whole body, can be calmed down. And so that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about how it affects all those areas, But we're going to talk about different strategies, different ways to eat, different herbs to take, different ways to work with our muscle system, different things that we can do to calm those things down. So it's going to be a great talk. We're going to have a good time. I'm going to answer a lot of questions, and people are going to learn a lot.
Yeah, this adrenal fatigue pattern has, as one of its keynotes, blood sugar handling problems. And when blood sugars crash and go, you know, they almost like a yo-yo, like a corporate graph. The problem is that they can cause anxiety reactions and depression and so forth. So for those of you who have that sort of situation, more so now than ever, here's an opportunity. We're coming up to break. As often, the program is way too short. We want to invite you this Wednesday evening. Join us. Call our office, 703-698-7117. You're listening to Dr. Thomas L. Live. Love you all. See you next week. Bye.